obviously, this was not a situation where low woofs and intense staring would do the job. This situation called for more drastic measures. Serious stuff. The big guns. It was time for licking up the nostril. Butterbean got herself into prime nostril-licking position. She was just deciding which nostril to try first when Walt jumped down from her bookshelf and pushed Butterbean aside. Oh, no, you don't. Walt sat on Mrs. Food's chest, tail twitching. We don't have time for a nostril probe. Butterbean blinked. There was always time for a nostril probe. Walt raised a paw and soundly bopped Mrs. Food on the nose. Hey, hey! She bopped three more times in rapid succession and then shook her head. No good. She's out cold. Oscar sighed. Well, we've done all we can. Now the nostril probe? Butterbean said hopefully. Oscar shook his head sadly. If Walt's paw bop didn't do it, nothing will, I'm afraid. It's hopeless. Walt narrowed her eyes. Not quite. We could use the secret device. Butterbean gasped. You wouldn't dare! Oscar screeched. The secret device was a small plastic box with a button that Mrs. Food wore on a cord around her neck. She always said that if anything happened to her, the device would save her. Although, from what Butterbean could tell, it hadn't done much so far in the way of saving. What the device was had been the subject of much debate. Oscar maintained that they didn't need to know what the button was, and Walt just wanted to push the button. Because, you know, buttons. We don't even know what the device does! Oscar screeched again, raking his beak against the bars of his cage. We'll figure out another way, Oscar said. Right? Right, Butterbean said. Right. Of course. We shouldn't push it, Walt said, pushing the button. Oops, too late. What have you done? Oscar shrieked, flinging his wing over his face to protect himself, as Butterbean dove for cover under the couch, unsuccessfully again. There was silence. Apparently nothing? Nothing is what it does? Walt said, swatting the button again. It's a button that does nothing. Mrs. Food must have been making a joke this whole time. It's not a funny joke, Butterbean said, backing away from the couch. She was starting to get a bald spot on the top of her nose from jamming it under the couch so many times. Not funny, ha-ha, anyway. Although, to be fair, sometimes Butterbean didn't get Mrs. Food's sense of humor. She'd never been a fan of the hilarious, we're going for a fun ride, oh wait, it's actually a trip to the vet, joke that Mrs. Food seemed so fond of. We're just lucky we weren't blown to smithereens, Oscar said smugly. We could have all been killed. We need a new house rule about button pushing. Walt licked her paw and shrugged. I pushed a button. Sue me. No harm done, right? It was then that they heard the sirens.